I'm Tommy McNeil. Hong Kong police have fired tear gas as rallies continue in downtown Hong Kong for a second night. Reporter Erin Hale is there.
I was in a major sort of protest hotspot in Causeway Bay, which is an important shopping district, and there was no police presence. So actually, a few hours ago, several thousand people from that protest moved several kilometers to where police were firing on protesters at a second hotspot. So that, I think all of those protesters have basically started to converge in the same area and help each other out. The protesters have dug in. They have built barricades, and they have created their own shield walls to defend themselves from riot police, who continue to fire tear gas at them. But they seem prepared to stay until late into the night.
Reporter Erin Hale in Hong Kong. President Trump continued his attacks on the eastern U.S. city of Baltimore and one of its top officials, Congressman Elijah Cummings. In recent hearings, the African-American lawmaker assailed the Trump administration's treatment of migrants at the southern border with Mexico. In a string of Twitter comments, Mr. Trump called the 68-year-old Cummings, now his 13th term in the House of Representatives, a brutal bully, and claimed that his congressional district is a disgusting rat and rodent-infested mess. Trump rebuffed criticism of his latest attack on a minority lawmaker. Acting White House Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney rejected the notion that Mr. Trump's attacks on Cummings were racially motivated. He also belittled Democratic lawmakers who are continuing to advance the case for impeaching the president after former special counsel Robert Mueller failed to produce any explosive new allegations against the U.S. leader at last week's congressional hearings. This is VOA News. The woman